Washington, U.S. intelligence officials say a Russian effort to invade Ukraine is already underway. The White House saying Russia is laying the groundwork through a social media disinformation campaign that frames Ukraine as an aggressor against Russian-backed forces. Correspondent Kelly Meyer joins us live from D.C. today. So, Kelly, we understand this news comes as Ukraine was hit with a massive cyber attack warning the country to, quote, be afraid.
Nicole, that's exactly right. Ukrainian officials say it's too soon to tell who is behind the attack. Both Ukrainian and U.S. officials say it is a maneuver straight out of the Russian playbook. Today, the Pentagon saying it's too early to link the cyber attack to Russia, but did confirm worries of Moscow planning a false flag effort as a pretext to invasion.
Today, more signs that Russia plans to invade neighboring Ukraine. This week, Russian tanks holding combat drills near the Ukrainian border. And today, U.S. officials saying Moscow plans a so-called false flag operation inside Ukraine, cover to launch their forces across the border.
The State Department hinted on Thursday that Russia is laying the groundwork for fabricating the pretext of an invasion. Yeah. Could you confirm that?
We have information that they've prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct what we call a false flag operation, designed to look like an attack on them or their people or Russian-speaking people in Ukraine, again, as an excuse to go in.
DOD spokesperson John Kirby speaking bluntly from the Pentagon podium Friday, saying the information they've received is credible and unsurprising.
Again, we've seen this kind of thing before out of Russia. When there isn't an actual crisis to suit their needs, they'll make one up. And so we're watching for that.
The new intelligence coming just hours after a cyber attack hit sensitive government websites in Ukraine. The anonymous hackers leaving an ominous warning, saying be afraid and expect the worst. This as diplomatic talks meant to find a way to avert war reach an impasse. No agreement after 4 days of face-to-face talks, with Russia demanding NATO halt plans to expand further east, closer to Russia, expecting a response from the U.S. and NATO by next week. That demand firmly rejected by Washington and NATO allies.
And Nicole, the Pentagon today still holding out hope for a peaceful conclusion to all of this, saying they believe there is still time and space for diplomacy, while U.S. intel estimates a potential Russian invasion in Ukraine could begin by this month. Nicole.
All right. We'll see what happens. Kelly, thank you for that.